I'm going to talk about this piece of furniture right here. We might have to get the congregation to help us, but I'll ask the kids, who knows what this is called? Do any kids know what this is called? I heard the adults say, adults, what is this called? A lectern. Have you ever heard that term? That's a fancy church word, so let's work on it. It's called a what? A lectern, right? Lectern. So guess what? That, like many church words, comes from a really ancient language, a language so ancient nobody speaks it anymore. Anybody know what language I'm talking about? Congregation, what language is that? Latin, right? Have you ever heard that language? Yeah, you heard of it. All right, so some of you might encounter it in college. But Latin has a word. That word is lectio, and lectio means reading. So lectio becomes lectern. Does that make sense? This is the lectern. Now look, I brought a book with me this morning. Who knows what this book is? So it looks like a Bible, but it's not exactly a Bible. It says service book there, but down here it says it's the lectionary. There's that same word, lectio, lectern, lectionary. This has all the readings in it. It's not the Bible like in order, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. It has all the readings for specific Sundays. Old Testament lesson, epistle lesson, a gospel lesson. You see that? So all the readings of the church here. This is a lectionary. Now, a few minutes ago, we had, I was one of the readers, and we had another reader here, Ms. Rodell. And so there's a fun term for that person. It's in the bulletin. Does anybody know what that word is? What do we call the person who comes and does the reading? The lector, right? Is that right? Or you're trying to guess? The lector, right? So the Latin word is lectio. What's this called? Lectern. What's this called? Lectionary. And what's the person that reads? Lector, right? So all those are saying there's reading going on in church. Now here's the main important thing for us to know. What is it that we're reading? The Bible, exactly. Why do we read the Bible? Because what is it? It's God's Word, right? God's Word, as you're saying, right? So when we say we read God's Word, it's not the newspaper, right? It's not the report on how the Atlanta Braves are doing, important though that might be. It's not a political argument. What is it? God's Word, right? So reading happens in church every week, but we're not just reading just anything. We're reading God's Word because God has spoken to us. And that reading is done from the lectionary at the lectern by the lector. Does that make sense? Everybody got it? What was the original Latin word? Lectio. Remember, lectio means reading, and we read God's Word because He has wonderful things to say to us, right? Okay, thanks for coming up. You guys can head back to your spots. Congregation, we sing the hymn of the day.